He's a smart guy. But people were making comments about his presentation is going to hold him back. Once his football career is done, who wants to hire somebody with that presentation? And we've talked about this before, but I thought it was ironic because a lot of, you know, African Americans up in arms about, you know, they're talking about, you know, our dread style, which is part of the heritage and so on and so forth. Well, they started talking about Rob Ryan, who's the defensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints, saying he should have been a head coach by now, but he can't get a job because they don't like his presentation, his long hair, his rocker style of hair. I don't know. I want to get y'all's take on this. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. I mean, listen, you know, a lot of y'all want to be you and express yourself, but maybe you've been discriminated against because of your presentation. I'd like to hear from you, white or black or whatever. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Give me a call. Russ Parr Morning Show. Yes, we're talking about hair, your presentation. Is that blocking your advancement? You know, it's getting interesting. You know, Richard Sherman, because he's got dread, is viewed as a thug. And, you know, and let's face it, Rob Ryan, who's got long hair, who's the defensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints, they look at long hair on white guys and say, oh, he's a druggie. You know, your presentation, man, people will prejudge you. Unfortunately, that's what happens.
Well, you know, I ran into that when I first started, you know, working here. I had long, you know, cornrows or what have you. And y'all know how intelligent I am, you know, but people, when they when they look at me, you know, they had to, you know, okay, you're a thug until I open my mouth.
So is there a difference now that you cut your hair?
No. Yes.
Now, when you open your mouth, I'm thinking of Huckleberry Hound. All right. You mean you're intelligent? Are you kidding?
Of course.
I have long genital hair, and I'm not that bright.
Well, that's not something we can see.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing, man? Care to comment?
Yeah, I want to comment about this. Because this is due to my hard situation, too, because I have long hair, too. I don't understand why Super came to open this door. Oh, no, Super.
I'm trying to get a snow bunny on Super King.
Uh-oh.
Good morning. Hello.
Hilarious. Good morning. How you doing?
All right, man. Your comment.
Well, shit, I got braids too, but at the same time, it's the same thing that happened to Allen Iverson when he came out. I mean, he was one of the first one with the designer cornrows, and they automatically assume that you're a thug or whatever. But I take pride in that because I like to go on the airplane. You know,
but the difference is, Allen Iverson had been arrested. You know,
right?
he had a little record. So, I think it's just unfortunate that everybody ties a certain hairstyle to who they think you are.
And he had millions. That makes a difference, too.
Big difference.
Good morning. Hello, your comment. Hello, good morning. Your comment.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
All right. Go ahead.
Of course, Russ, like you said, I mean, if you wear cornrows, if you have locks, not dreads, but locks like Samson in the Bible, of course, because we're African-Americans, we're going to be judged heavily upon. And I think a lot of people mistaken his character because he has a hard demeanor. However, when we go out here and we act a fool, we cut up, that's a stereotype that we unfortunately live by. But nonetheless, I don't think that he's considered as a thug. I don't think it'll hold you back. I just think it depends on the individual person.
I have had people call me up that are like higher people. And one dude was just real frank. He says, I just got to be, you know, incognito. He said, look, that Afrocentric kind of thing gives you a vibe. And some white folks are not comfortable with it. Not all. Mm-hmm. He says, I am a white man. But I know that I couldn't hire that person because my superiors would say, well, oh, man, you
they're going to look at you crazy.
Okay, you bringing this Afrocentric guy that we'll never be able to fire if we have to because he's going to sue us. Mm. I mean, there's all kinds of, I mean, he was just keeping it real. Mm. He says, man, I hire and fire at my job. Wow. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I know the company policy and it's unwritten. It's unwritten. They let you know what's up. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, it's Rashawn from West Baltimore. What's happening?
What's happening, man? Your comment.
Hey, man. I got long dreads, whatever, you know. Like, it ain't never held me back. I got a promotion, you know, last summer, whatever, you know. And plus, the ladies love it, whatever, man. They love the long dreads, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, I got
some
you.
Some ladies.
Yeah. Good morning. Because, you know, if your hair is longer than theirs, it's a problem
it's
sometimes.
Good.
There's a competition going on. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yeah, I have long hair as well, and they do judge you, but you put yourself in a box when you start going off like Sherman did. I mean, he making people look at him that way. Look at RG3. He has hair. He's considered as educated, talk smart, how he came across.
Right. So you just mm-hmm. saying, but you know, like I said, man, there's a lot of people out there in the workforce that, you know, are not considered credible because of the hairstyle they choose. But, and that's unfortunate.
But once again, you know, to comment on him, it's the situation. It's the passion. People will fall to him for passion and how he said it. But, I mean, like you said, Russ, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, he's apologized, mm-hmm. but, you know, people it scared people.
Right, but if he didn't.
He was, it came off angry, and they didn't know where it was going to go.
But if he didn't have dreads, and let's say Crabtree did the same thing. He caught the pass, and he said he did the same thing. Would it be such an uproar? Because he doesn't have dreads.
Mm. Whoops, sorry. Let me go to the next line here. That one. Good morning. Hello.
What's going on?
How you doing? Your comment, please.
Oh, I want to say, like, I mean, it's racism because the little white boy that shot up that school and killed all them kids, I mean, he was a white dude, and he did way more than any black guy I know.
Okay. Anyway, Urban Performer writes, King Kelson, they will stereotype you. You know, I know Kelson. He kind of reminds you of 2 Chainz, and yeah. We're thinking he's a rapper.
He is kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah,
and
but
he's
you
tall
know what?
Too.
You got dreads, tall. He mm-hmm. must be a rapper, you know, or something like that. But go and wearing a 3-piece suit with dreads, you know,
change things.
But you know, listen, I'm telling you, people get at you, man, because they got preconceived notions about you.
Amen.
That really don't represent who you are. Rob Ryan should be a head coach in the NFL with all those openings. That's right.